6. He brought out a yellow nickel tablet. He brought out a yellow Ticonderoga pencil. He opened the tablet. He licked the pencil. "Tom," he said, "you and your statistics gave me an idea. I'm going to do the same. Keep track of things. For instance, you realize that every summer we do things over and over we did the whole darn summer before."
"Like what, Doug?"
"Like making dandelion wine? Like buying these new tennis shoes? Like shooting off the first firecracker of the year? Like making lemonade? Like getting slivers in our feet? Like picking wild fox grapes? Every year the same thing, same way, no change, no difference. That's one half of summer, Tom."
"What's the other half?"
"Things we do for the first time ever."
"Like eating olives?"
"Bigger than that. Like finding out maybe that Grandpa or Dad don't know everything in the world."
"They know every darn thing there is to know, and don't you forget it."
"Tom, don't argue. I already got it written down under discoveries and revelations. They don't know everything. But it's no crime. That I discovered, too."
"What other new crazy stuff you got in there?"
"I'm alive."
"Heck, that's old."
"Thinking about it, noticing it, is new. You do things and don't watch. Then all of a sudden you look and see what you're doing, and it's the first time, really. I'm going to divide the summer up in two parts. First part of this tablet is titled Rites and Ceremonies. The first root beer pop of the year. The first time running barefoot in the grass of the year. First time almost drowning in the lake of the year. First watermelon, first mosquito, first harvest of dandelions. Those are the things we do over and over and over and never think. Now, here and back, like I said, is discoveries and revelations. Or maybe illuminations. That's a swell word. Or intuitions, okay? In other words, you do an old familiar thing like bottling dandelion wine, and you put that under rites and ceremonies, and then you think about it, and what you think, crazy or not, you put under discoveries and revelations. Here's what I got on the wine. Every time you bottle it, you got a whole chunk of 1928 put away, safe. How you like that, Tom?"
"I got lost a mile back somewhere."
"Let me show you another. Up front, under ceremonies, I got First Argument and Licking of Summer 1928 by Dad, morning of June 24th. In back, under revelations, I got The reason why grown-ups and kids fight is because they belong to separate races. Look at them, different from us. Look at us, different from them. Separate races, and never the twain shall meet. Put that in your pipe and smoke it, Tom."
"Doug, you hit it. You hit it. That's right. That's exactly why we don't get along with Mom or Dad. Trouble, trouble from sunrise to supper. Boy, you're a genius."
"Anytime this next 3 months you see something done over and over, tell me. Think about it and tell me that. Come Labor Day, we'll add up the summer and see what we got. I got a statistic for you right now. Grab your pencil, Doug. There are 5 billion trees in the world." I looked it up. "Under every tree is a shadow, right? So then, what makes night?" "I'll tell you. Shadows crawling out from under 5 billion trees. Think of it. Shadows running around in the air, muddying the waters, you might say. If only we could figure a way to keep those darn 5 billion shadows under those trees, we could stay up half the night, Doug, because there'd be no night. There you are. Something old, something new."
"That's old and new, all right."
Douglas licked the yellow Ticonderoga pencil, whose name he dearly loved. "Say it again. Shadows are under 5 billion trees.